Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Listening to Keep It Weird, the podcast for all things strange and unusual, supernatural, paranormal, creepy, scary, gross, sticky, and all around weird. And this is actually the first episode of Keep It Weird. It's so welcome. My name is Ashley, and this is my co-host Lauren.
Hey, weirdos.
Hey, weirdos. Each episode of Keep It Weird is going to be focusing on one topic, be it aliens, ghosts, the Bermuda Triangle, the multiverse theory, serial killers, you name it. And each week we hope to bring you new guests, either friends of ours who have had experiences they can't explain or are obsessed with a certain topic, or even experts on whatever it is that we're talking about. And we hope that you also want to participate in the podcast with us. Each week, we're going to be asking you to share your stories with us in hopes that we can share them on our show and with other listeners of the show. So this first episode, though, it's just the two of us, and we just kind of wanted to talk about the show and ourselves and introduce ourselves and who we are and why we're so into the occult. So do you want to start?
Sure.
This is Lauren.
Hey, I'm Lauren. Yeah, we are both into all things weird, which is what bonded us together. But yeah, we wanted to go into just a little background about us and kind of why we're into this. And I think we can both agree that scary movies is probably the number one thing.
Scary movies is the number one thing.
Yeah, just an absolute passion for scary movies. But I've just kind of always been an all-around weirdo. Like, when I really think about it and look back into my childhood, I grew up just constantly talking to myself. My imagination was always running wild. And the only reason I say that is because my mom would literally look out into the backyard while she was doing the dishes, and I would just be like running in circles in the backyard talking to myself. And she never really knew if it was me talking to a ghost or if I was talking to an imaginary friend and wrapped up in my head. And to be honest, I'm not really sure which one it is either, because there are some stories and rumors that our house growing up was haunted, so
Ooh.
It's definitely a thing that I'm sure we'll talk about on future episodes.
Yes, we will.
But yeah, I always was labeled a little bit of a weirdo, even in school. I was teased a ton growing up because I was talking to myself at recess and just always in
you
my
were
own
just
head.
That kid.
I was the weirdo. Like, I was totally that kid. I only had like two friends in grade school. Like, I was that weirdo that was running around like, who wants to play imaginary games?
Oh, no. And yeah, for sure. When I was little, yeah. I remember one time I tried to convince my friends I was a werewolf. But it only happened at night or when it was dark. And they were like, prove it. So I, like, covered my eyes and howled.
Did they buy it at that point?
Anyone.
No, sure.
No one bought it.
Right. But no. See, like, that's why we are kindred spirits. We were meant to be. Because I did the same thing where I was trying to convince people I was a witch. I was trying to convince people that I'd been held hostage before. Like, I wanted my life to be like this creepy thing. I know. I was such a weirdo. And like, the games I liked to play were like ghost games. Like, I would, when I'd be running around kind of in my head in the backyard, I was either pretending that I lived in a haunted house or else going in the total opposite direction, like pretending I was being kidnapped. Like,
oh my God.
I played really weird games.
Me and my little sister would play Scream because we had a Scream costume from the movie Scream, the ghost face costume. And one of us would be Scream, and the other one would, like, hide in the house somewhere, and then Scream would come. It was like hide and seek, but you got murdered at the end.
Nice. We are weirdos forever.
Yeah. And I remember one time, speaking of, like, wanting to be a witch, I had a friend who said she was a witch, and it was like, yeah, right, but I want to be one too. Can you make me one? And she was like, yeah. So she brought me over to, like, make me a witch. And she smeared, like, tuna salad on my arm. And she said that, like, that was part of the process.
Oh, my God.
And I remember very, like, distinctly getting tuna salad smeared on my arm and being like, well, this is it. My whole life's changing.
My life is anew.
And we're both from Illinois.
Yeah. Small towns.
Peoria is where Lauren is from, and I'm from Centralia, Illinois. And this is kind of interesting. I didn't find this out. I, like, always knew this, but I actually, like, looked it up. One of the most haunted cities in the Midwest is almost equidistant from the towns you and I grew up in.
That's crazy.
I know.
Where is it?
It's a little over 2 hours away from Peoria and a little under 2 hours away from Centralia, but it's Alton, Illinois.
Oh, yes! We've talked about this.
It's actually in the running for, like, most haunted town in America. But we have an entire episode dedicated to, like, paranormal and supernatural, like, hotspots. So
we'll
get into more about Alton, Illinois later. But yeah, sure. It's like, have you ever been to Alton?
I haven't.
Really?
No.
It's wonderful. It's, like, right on the Mississippi River.
Okay.
It's creepy as shit. But I just thought that was interesting. It's like, we did not meet in Illinois, by the way. We met in Los Angeles, probably six years ago now. I've been here for 7 years.
Yeah, I've been
and
here
I know
for eight.
I met you in my first year in LA. I don't think we became friends till, like, my second year in LA.
Right.
But we met in LA and found out we were from pretty close to each other. I would say 3.5 hours.
Right.
We grew up 3.5 hours away
Something
from each
like
other.
That. Just pretty nuts.
Yeah. And Illinois in itself is just kind of like, maybe it's Lincoln.
Yeah. It's all Lincoln.
Maybe Lincoln did it.
Lincoln brings people together, you know?
So scary movies. That's kind of where I got into it. I mean, when I was little, I didn't really grow up watching Disney movies. Like, I've seen The Jungle Book, obviously. We watched The Jungle Book, but, like, I've never seen Snow White. I've never seen Sleeping Beauty.
You're nuts.
I just didn't. I know. To you, that's probably, like,
I'm
blasphemous.
I'm a Disney crazy person.
I never really watched those because I was watching Terminator 2 with my dad when Terminator 2 came out. What was that, 1992?
Yeah, 92 or 93.
So I was 5, you know? So I was already watching Terminator 2, and I remember so my dad and I were always watching, like, sci-fi movies like Alien and Terminator and Total Recall was a big one. And then my aunt, my mom's youngest sister, would always babysit me, and she got me into, like, the hardcore stuff.
Mm.
So, like, I remember watching Tales from the Crypt Demon Knight for the first time.
Love that
I
one.
Thought that was the coolest shit I had ever seen in my entire life.
I was obsessed
with it. I watched it probably 1,000 times. And then my other aunt, my mom's older sister, found out how much I was obsessed with it. And I didn't have HBO, but she had HBO. So she would, like, HBO would play, like, the day-long marathons of Tales from the Crypt. Mm-hmm. It would be, like, an entire season. And my aunt would record them on VHS and then mail them to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So Tales from the Crypt was just, that was my jam.
Yeah.
I was just, and then that led to, the watching scary movies led to reading scary stuff, which is, I feel like I missed out on like childhood stuff because I never watched or I never read Harry Potter, like the Harry Potter series. I never read it.
Remember you
because
saying that.
By the time Harry Potter came out and it was like a huge thing, I was already reading Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
So
you were like advanced. You were too advanced for Harry Potter.
I was too advanced. It was like I had already read It, which is a book not for children at all. No children should read that book. But I was already reading It and I was obsessed with Stephen King. And then Harry Potter came out and like all my friends were like, you have to read this. And I was like, this is garbage.
Which I don't agree with you on. I love Harry Potter, but I understand you.
Oh, for sure. I guarantee, had I not been reading the books that I was reading, Harry Potter would have been, totally. I would have been all over it.
You're number one.
Witches, warlocks, or wizards.
Wizards, yeah.
Okay.
There might be a warlock involved? No, I don't know. Probably.
Are they witches?
They're witches and wizards, okay. Yeah.
Are the women witches?
The women are
and
witches.
And the men are
witches? Yes. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't like that one bit.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I don't know how I feel about that, but that's fine. So yeah, so we're from Illinois. We met out here. I would definitely say that we maybe not, I think we would have become friends anyway, but I definitely think we became way closer friends because we like weird stuff.
Totally. Because we could just talk about it forever. That's the thing is, we met being extras on a TV show. So for any of you
that don't know,
I won't say too much about it. But for anyone who doesn't know, you can actually get paid to be an extra on television. That's a job in Los Angeles that we used to do back in the day. It's not glamorous. You're treated like cattle and it kind of sucks.
You're only fed sugar.
Yep, exactly. It's just like potato chips and candy. But that's how we met. So in a way, we're very grateful for it. But we would sit and talk about scary movies, creepy shit, blood, all things gross.
Blood.
And people would just like walk away from us or just totally tune us out, put their head in a book. Like we were ignored, but we had each other to lean on. And that was when I knew we're going to be good friends. It was like, oh, Ashley will talk about this weird stuff with me and everyone else is kind of turning their head.
Yeah, we would always have girls' nights and be like, bring wine and cheese and crackers. And like, it would basically be like, hi, how are you? How's your life? Good. How's yours? It's garbage dump trash fire. But anyways, ghosts. And like, that's what every night turned into.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I love it.
I love
ghosts. I love witches. I just, everything weird can hold my attention for such a long time, longer than most things in this world. And it's so hard to find those people that you can talk about it with. Because like I said, growing up, I never had that, except for my sister. Shout out to Julia.
Julia.
I'm sure she's listening to this. I think she's already a fan of Keep It Weird. But she always would talk about the weird with me growing up, but now we're thousands and thousands of miles away from each other, so it's like Ashley's my new girl to lean on.
If you ever get sad, you can just call me Julia.
Like, hey Julia, can we talk about scary things?
All right. And when we say that we are into the occult, please do not think that we are saying we worship Satan or that we study witchcraft. I guess you don't study, perform witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Study witchcraft.
I think you could say either, but we do neither.
We don't do either. I mean, I would if someone would smear some tuna on my arm and make me a fucking witch.
Get some tuna salad.
I'd be a witch. I don't care. But no, I actually printed out, hold on, where are they? The definition of the occult, for anyone who doesn't know, the occult is knowledge of the hidden. The occult refers to knowledge of the paranormal as opposed to the knowledge of the measurable, which is usually referred to as science. It's always, it says it's sometimes mistaken to mean knowledge that is meant for only certain people, but really it's just simply the study of a deeper spiritual reality that extends beyond pure reason and the physical sciences. That's all it is. So if anyone's like, I'm an occultist, all that means is that they study mysterious stuff and that's it. They're not like carving upside down crosses into their flesh.
What are you about to say? not carving weird symbols. We're not lighting crosses on fire. We're not worshiping Satan.
It literally is just like the interest in paranormal. And then paranormal. Paranormal events are phenomena described in pop culture, folklore, and other non-scientific bodies of knowledge whose existence within these contexts is described to lie beyond normal experience or scientific explanation. Basically, I feel like when people talk about skepticism and being a skeptic, for example, that means that you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the case. I think that you are either a believer, a non-believer, or a skeptic. And I think that you should be a skeptic.
Totally. Because you're like, questioning things.
Because you're questioning things. Yeah, and it's like nothing is beyond reason. So, for example, if you showed like video footage of Bigfoot to those three people.
Mm-hmm.
The believer would like watch the video and be like, that's Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other explanation. That's 100% Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. And then the non-believer would look at it and be like, that's stupid.
Shut up.
Bigfoot doesn't exist. I hate you. You're an idiot.
Turn this off.
Turn it off. And then the skeptic would go, whoa, that's really interesting. Holy crap, that could be Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a guy in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
But it also could, I wasn't there, it could be Bigfoot. I don't know. So I think it's important to be a skeptic above all. Because even, you know, I have had so many experiences throughout my life that I can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
So many things have happened, whether it be like experiences with like ghosts, if you will, or, you know, like demons,
mm-hmm.
UFOs. I've had a lot of stuff that I cannot explain, and I still am not a believer.
Yeah, you're still questioning, saying, well, it could have been.
Yeah,
this.
I'm still like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
Completely
I have
agree.
No explanation for you of what happened, but I can't tell you it's a ghost.
Right. Totally. And I think that's a good place to be.
That's where you should live.
Yeah.
With this
skeptic.
Stuff. Be a skeptic. Always, you know, be open to believing in something more than what's proven by science.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's good to be open to that world.
Just diving into it and being like, it's all real!
It's all true! Because that kind of puts you almost in a crazy category if you're just running around like preaching, like, this is the truth. But,
this is the truth. Ghosts
I also think, I think it's good to believe there are things beyond ourselves and have an open mind to that while also still questioning and saying, okay, well, science is also saying this, so let's kind of throw both things in the mix. And I think that opens it up for conversation too, which is exactly what we want this podcast to be. We want it to be an open conversation that everyone can be a part of and everyone can contribute to. And we never want to be people that are just saying, this is this.
Yes, and keeping an open mind is so important. I mean, I know, you know, we say we encourage discussion, and we do. I want this show to be a discussion. You know, the people that we bring on as guests are going to be very open-minded people. I'm never going to bring someone on who's like, I don't believe in ghosts, because it's like, well, I don't have anything to say to you then. Like, what am I supposed to...
What do we do with this?
What do we do? Well, I can't go anywhere
with
this.
We would get shut down at every corner.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, one
time
this happened to me. It was really interesting. And they'd be like, well, I don't believe that. And I'd be like, cool. And this has been Keep It Weird. Thank you
and we're
so
done.
Much for listening.
10
I don't
minutes
have any.
Yeah, that's all I have to give.
That's all I have to give.
I know, that's so true. So, yeah, we want to keep this open. The people that come on will have open conversations, and we're always going to keep the Facebook group open for everyone to bring in their own questions and debates.
I love hearing stories.
I know. I want to hear stories
from
all over.
I've never, ever heard a story, ever, that I wasn't, like,
hanging on every word. Totally. That's fascinating. Yeah. Whether
every
it
TV
happened or
show
not.
That's like extreme ghost hunting. I'm like, these guys are, they might be crazy. I don't care. I'm watching it. I'm watching every. Oh, speaking of, I have to talk to you about this because I don't know if you know about it and you'll love it. On Hulu, there is a show. It's a three-part miniseries. It's called The Enfield Haunting.
Oh.
Which came out in 2015.
Okay.
I think each episode is like an hour long. I watched the whole thing yesterday. But
tell
it's
been
The Enfield Haunting, as in what The Conjuring 2 is based off of.
Oh my gosh.
So it's basically The Conjuring 2. Only it's a lot closer to what actually happened.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. Because I love The Conjuring 2, but I know
no
they took...
There's no Crooked Man.
Oh! Well, then it's not worth it. The Crooked Man
was the best. Do you remember
the
way we screamed when we saw The Crooked Man?
Yes. I think hands were up, bodies
hands
were like
up.
Contorting.
I described
we didn't know
it later
do.
As my butthole going wah, 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 wah.
You guys, we saw The Conjuring 2 together, and when The Crooked Man came on the screen, we didn't know what to do with our bodies.
I didn't know how to be a person.
No. And that's not a spoiler if you haven't seen it. And also, it's been out for a long time,
so
shut up.
So you should see it.
But The Crooked Man is just
too much. I have no sympathy for you.
Also, our experience seeing The Conjuring 2, there was a man sitting behind us who we're not sure exactly what his deal was. Like,
yeah,
something was
really
going on
know.
With him, and he may, like, I don't want to sound offensive here, he may have been mentally disturbed or, like, either on drugs
but
or very drunk.
But he growled through the whole movie.
Yeah, so it made it that much more horrifying, because it'd be a quiet moment where clearly something was about to happen, you would just hear, like, from behind us, and we were like, demon or person? Demon or person?
You can't come see this demon movie and sit behind us. And growl, sir.
Oh my gosh, it was just team too much. I didn't know. I didn't know what to do with him. But anyway, it intensified the experience. And
it
we've
did.
Gone
I
off on a tangent.
It.
So, Enfield Haunting.
Oh, Enfield Haunting. You should watch it. It's so good.
Sounds up my alley.
They didn't, there were no Warrens. I don't believe. There was a couple that came into the show. Whatever, you should just watch it. But there was a couple that came into the show, but they didn't call them Ed and Lorraine, so I was kind of like, is this supposed to be the Warrens?
Were Ed and Lorraine actually part of that, or was that just put into the movie?
You know what? I don't remember.
Okay.
I've read their book. Well, they have a couple books, but I've read their book, The Demonologist. It's one of my favorite books of all time. I need to reread it, but it's basically like all of their cases. It
that
like goes case by case.
Know.
And I don't remember the Enfield poltergeist
being theirs,
being in the book. But there was so much shit in that book. I don't even know.
And they had so many cases. So it's like it could have slipped under. But yeah, I'd be interested to know if the movie just took liberties and was like, this was Ed and Lorraine.
Yeah.
Or if it was just some
remember
random couple.
Remember this case? They were there, probably.
Maybe.
They were everywhere.
Who knows?
Why wouldn't they be here?
Yeah. Any Ed and Lorraine Warren fans out there, shout out to us after you hear this episode, because we're obsessed with them, and we'll talk about them all day.
I know. I love her so much. I love her as a fashion icon.
Mm-hmm.
I love her creepy basement.
Creepy basements for life.
It's literally, like, what I would want my creepy basement to be.
You want it to
it's
be, like, Lorraine
everything
Warren's basement.
I want it to be.
Like, full of...
My apartment's
random
already
things.
Kind of like that.
I was going to say, you guys, I wish you could see Ashley's apartment right now, because it's just full of random, creepy, and strange
my
things.
Little tchotchkes.
Little tchotchkes. Like, there's terrifying people looking at us on all sides of this room, and it's beautiful, slash, I will probably get killed here.
No.
Is how I feel.
Well, I feel none of the objects in the room that I know of are possessed by demons.
but I also
like I'm not gonna rule out demonic possession.
Sure. It's fair.
And also this house, I mean this apartment, it was kind of an accident. It was like every Halloween, I mean I've been here for 4 years, and every Halloween I go all out decorating, and then every Halloween when I put the decorations away,
you leave something up.
I don't put all the decorations away.
Right.
And then it just turns into, like, this past year when I decorated for Halloween, you couldn't really tell that I decorated for Halloween. It was like, but there's cobwebs on stuff.
Oh, weren't those always there? Is what most people would say when they enter this apartment.
Oh, I just figured those were already there.
Which Ashley just reminded me when she said that. Another fun thing we have in common, which it just goes along with loving all things weird and creepy. We both are obsessed with Halloween.
Oh my God.
We're those people who are counting down to October 1st. And as soon as it hits October 1st, it's Halloween. Like, the entire month is Halloween.
I start celebrating in, like, August.
Well, that's true. She plans her costumes very early on. It's a big deal what Ashley wears every year because she looks phenomenal every year. So it's like by May, we're all like, what are you going to be? But like when October 1st hits, that's when it's officially like, this is Halloween. And we both are like just constantly dancing around the house and crying out to everyone that it's the best month of the year. And
Halloween music.
Halloween music, yeah.
I thought Joe was going to like lose his mind this past year.
Why were you like,
no,
the
just
most
because like
been?
I, you know, every day I watch a scary movie. Mm-hmm. Every day in October, if I have the time to watch a movie, even if it's just on like while I'm getting ready for work
totally.
Or whatever.
I do the same.
Every day there's a horror movie on, and I don't think he's watched one since October.
He was probably like,
I feel
just like
every
never
time
again.
I'm like, oh, we should watch, and he's like, I'm not really into it. It's like, oh, okay, cool. So maybe like 1 month a year we'll watch scary movies.
Just every day of October, watch them, and then the rest of the 11
months.
Yeah,
he was really struggling. Ugh. It got to the point where he's like, are there any scary movies that like aren't horror? Like, can we watch Saving Private Ryan? Is that scary enough for you? I actually, this is kind of interesting. I love horror movies. I don't love the gory ones, actually, but I love horror. I mean, I love Evil Dead. I love, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. I can't watch Saving Private Ryan.
I am the exact same. I can stand horror gore, like a chainsaw can chop someone's arm off,
and
I'm
then
like,
blood
okay.
splurts
yeah,
everywhere.
And I'm like, cool. Like, and like, yeah. I'm just like, yay, horror blood. It doesn't strike me the same way. But in Saving Private Ryan, if I see a guy get shot in the face, I'm going to throw up all over the couch. And I get weak to put my head between my legs. It's like, it's a thing.
We went
war
to
movies.
See, did you see Green Room?
No.
Okay. Well, I would say it's more of a thriller than a horror, but it's one of Anton Yelchin, rest in peace, one of Anton Yelchin's last movies. It came out last summer. Mm-hmm. And he's in like a punk rock band, and they, I don't even remember exactly what happens because I spent most of the time texting my mom in the bathroom because it was so
gory.
I mean, ooh. It was like, it was hyper-realistic gore. Like, there's one point, spoiler alert, there's one point where, like, Anton, like, gets it. He has his arm on one side of a door, and the other guy's on the other side of the door, and the guy, like, I don't remember, like, stabs his arm and, like, runs the blade down his arm and basically, like, fillets his arm.
Nope.
And
nope.
It was so real, and it was so disgusting.
Makes me want to cry just thinking about it.
I had to walk away. And then when I finally came back in, I was out. I was texting my mom in the bathroom for like 20 minutes, and I came back in. And then I think I looked at the floor for most of the movie because I was so afraid. Mm-hmm. Nothing as I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I know there were Nazis. It was weird. I think I would have liked the movie. And I'm not saying like, oh, it was not a good movie because it was too gory. I'm sure like some people, I know my loved friend Garrett. It. Who loves that shit, went crazy for Green Room. But I was like, I couldn't physically watch it.
No,
so
I get that. Oh, I'm the exact same way. And that's such a weird thing because, then we'll watch Evil Dead where it's just blood, 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 blood. But I think it's also probably the realisticness versus like way extreme where when you're in a horror movie, you're kind of taken away to another world where you're like, some of this could happen, but some of this is just batshit crazy and it's very extreme.
Yeah.
And then in more like war type movies or things that are just more in the realm of this could actually happen or this is happening
you watch,
or
like,
based
a war
on
movie
a true
and you're
story.
Like, this is someone's son.
I know. This is someone's son getting their arm completely obliterated. And it's
can't
just
handle it.
Yeah, I think that's where the grossness comes from. But that is interesting. Because I'm the same way. I actually have a question for you, because we talk so much about like horror, paranormal, ghosts. And I know where I stand on this, but I feel like we don't talk about it as much. Where are you on like enjoying true crime and murder stories?
Oh, I love true crime and murder stories.
Which I figured
I feel
you
like
did.
I love like the really weird shit.
Yes. I do.
Or like the really depraved stuff, which is, again, like, why? What is wrong with
I
you?
Know. Why are our brains working that way?
I think that's a fascination that a lot of people have. You look at, like, how popular Serial, Making a Murderer, The Jinx, like, you look at how popular those true crime TV shows are and, like, miniseries are. And I think it's a fascination that a lot of people have, even when they don't know. I remember I had to do some sort of report in, like, 7th or 8th grade. And I don't remember if it was about a I'm sure it was. I went to a Lutheran grade school, so I guarantee the report was not about a serial killer. But I remember having to do some sort of research on serial killers.
You're just writing maybe a report on murders, like, and you're
maybe
like,
maybe I was just like doing my own research. Maybe. I just remember Googling it, and I found like one of those websites that was like you could click on a letter. And it would give you, like, every serial killer whose last name started with M. Ugh, and I remember so just, like, many. Reading and reading and reading. And it was like, how did you sleep? Mm-hmm. How did you not have nightmares? Oh, I do. I have nightmares, like, every night. But, like, how
there you go.
Did you survive this? I was obsessed.
Yeah. I remember in junior high starting my fascination with murders. And it's like, I don't know why I wasn't going insane or trying to sleep in my parents' bed every night. Because I would just stay up late in the dark on our family computer, which was in the basement.
Yep.
Just like read. Yeah. In the basement. In the dark computer. Late at night reading about serial killers and murderers.
A bag of Doritos.
I probably do as well. No, it was usually kitchen cooked potato chips, which is an Illinois thing. Did you ever eat kitchen cooked?
Oh, yeah. No, I know kitchen cooked. I can see the label.
Yes.
I would have a bag. Doritos was like, I mean, I know Doritos has been around for a while, but I feel like that, like, 2000, they had, like, another surge. It was like they got more flavors.
Cool Ranch.
So, yeah. So Doritos was, like, the thing. And I would get a whole bag of Doritos, and I would sit down there. And just, yeah, after my parents went to bed, basement computer, eat the entire bag of Doritos. I do not understand how I was like 100 pounds until I turned 19.
That was when metabolisms decided to work for us.
Yeah, but all I did was sit at the computer and read weird shit and eat entire bags of Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and then, again, like once I started reading, like book-wise, I started reading Anne Rule. I don't know if you ever read anything. Stranger Beside Me.
Yes.
The Green River Killer. Uh-huh. She's incredible. Uh-huh. I'm reading one of her books right now. I don't remember what it's called. But it was about like this, like, it's about these two, I don't know, I'm not even going to get into it because I can't even tell you. I've only read like the first three chapters. But it's about like a husband and wife murderer duo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those are really fascinating. Where it's like, right, let's now, team up, yeah, and do this.
And right now, at the place I am, is still kind of talking about like how they got married. And it's like, boring. Yeah. I want to hear about
the
murdered.
Murders.
I just remember reading like the back flap.
What a terrible word.
I was reading the back flap.
Oh, gosh. I have a back flap. I feel it right now.
I was reading the back flap, but it was like incest, murder, marriage. And I was like, yep.
I'm in. I know. And that's how so many people
$7.
Are. You feel okay. So gross about it, but we all, it's like you said, we all do it. And I think it's just that fascination of like, I can't believe someone's mind can go to that place where they want to do these things. And it's nuts, which that's another great thing about this podcast is it's also stuff we're going to talk about. Like the crazy brains that folks in this world have. And
I know.
It's very exciting.
I believe episode 3 is going to be about sociopaths and psychopaths. So that's going to be, we're going to get real into the.
I'm so excited about that.
I can't wait to do the research.
I know.
And then not sleep.
And then never sleep again. Can I tell you the embarrassing story of how I started getting into true crime? It's not even from like a scary movie. So my sister and I, again, shout out to Julia. She's just
Julia.
She made me who I am today. No, we would always rent. We go to the local Family Video, if you recall.
Oh, God, did you rent the same movie every week like
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. And it was eventually Scary Movies, but a lot of the time we rented a good old movie with Jennifer Lopez called Selena, if you recall.
I do.
Obviously, Selena is not about murder until the very, very end, but...
Spoiler alert
hey,
for
listen,
Selena.
Hey, listen, it's a true life story that the world should know about by now. No, but it was so fascinating to me that, like, the leader of her fan club and someone who was so close to her family was her murderer. Because in the movie, they kind of make her look like this crazy lady, so you're like, it's not that weird that she buckled and killed her. But if you do the research, this woman, in reality, was, like, so close to their family, like, basically like a sister to Selena. And then she eventually stole money from them and did all this crazy shit, and, like, then a distance came between them and blah, blah, blah. But it's like... She was so close to them. She was this trusted person in their life. And then she shot and killed Selena. And I was like, what is this? Like, what drives someone to do that? And that's, like, so weird that that is then where my true crime fascination came from, was from Selena.
I really do think my first right. was when I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And at the beginning of the movie, it said based on a true story. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what?
I know.
That's insane.
That
but then,
family
of course,
is so messed up.
Yeah, but in the movie, that's insane. But the true story is a stretch, because all it was based off of Ed Gein, mm-hmm. who, not even from Texas, I think it was like Wisconsin or Wyoming or something. Ed Gein, who only actually killed like two women. Suspected of maybe five, but only actually proven to kill two women. And the, like, based on a true story, all that it was based on was, like, when they investigated Ed Gein's house, he had, like, lampshades made of skin. He had, like, a human suit, like, with women's skin. He had kneecaps. I know. He had
kneecaps.
Kneecaps. As the, like, leveler for a table. Okay, like, when his table was wobbly, you'd take a kneecap and shove it under there.
So he was a very messed up
man. No, he was very messed up. But what he would do is he would go to, like, local cemeteries and dig up bodies.
Oh, so this wasn't from all the bodies
he would watch. Yeah, so he would watch, okay. He would, you know, watch the obituaries. And when he saw, like, a young woman was murdered, or old woman, I think it was all women. When he saw a woman was murdered, when he saw a woman had died, whether
natural causes.
Natural causes or murder, he would go dig up the body and take it home and skin it, and he would use the skin for stuff. I mean, he had like an obsession with his mom, so he made the suit, which is where a psycho comes from.
I was gonna say, look at all these people who have obsessions with their moms and then are like, I'm gonna kill everybody.
I'm gonna kill everyone and make suits out of their skin. But that's where Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs comes right. from. That's where Norman Bates comes from. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre all comes from Ed Gein. And Ed Gein, it turns out, is just like a really nice dude who is kind of fucked up.
Just a
like,
little
he's not
messed
that
up
nice.
In the brain.
He killed some people, but when he was taken away, he was put in an insane asylum. He was, or not an asylum, but, you know, a mental institution, not jail, because he was very obviously insane. And they said he was the nicest person
that's so weird
that
so
they
there
ever
was just
took
something
care of.
Off in his brain.
Yeah, he was just fucked up, probably. Man. Abused, probably. Yeah,
yeah, it's like,
so I think that was the first time that I was like, true story, tell me more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Even think I had Google back then. I think I had did Yahoo it.
Oh gosh, when Yahoo was the thing.
Yahoo. Fucking
that
nightmare.
Used to be life. I know.
Now every time, like, I get on someone's computer or a computer at like a business or something, and I open the browser and it goes to yahoo.com, I'm like, are you what?
That's like
was
when you get
1999.
It's when you get an email from
Google
a Hotmail
now.
Account too. Whenever someone emails me and it's from Hotmail, I'm like, are you real? Get rid of this awful Hotmail account.
I know. I'm real judgy too. I remember my last job, I had to get email addresses a lot, and every time they were like at AOL.com, I would give them the side eye.
Are like, you sure?
Are
you
sure?
Want to go with that?
It's like,
that's your story?
They were either older than 70, or that had to be their junk mail.
Yeah, where they're like, I don't want to give you my real email.
I'm not
going to
give you my Gmail address, but I will give you my MSN.
Oh my gosh, MSN. Oh my gosh, let me give you my AIM screen name.
Oh, Jesus. Mine had a lot of squigglies.
squigglies?
Or the little, they're not emojis. What are they called? These guys. A little squiggly and like an exclamation point. And then like the upside like down exclamation point. Yeah. And then like, do you remember the one that was like a circle and it had little spokes?
A circle with spokes.
It's fine.
It's still various, I believe it's
various
there.
Characters.
Oh my gosh. Those were the good old days.
We got a little off track. It's totally sure fine. We are actually going to answer some questions. Believe it or not.
People actually submitted questions.
People actually submitted questions. Where are they?
Some of them may or may not be related to us, but they were still questions submitted.
Oh, no, no. All of them are related to us.
We could have lied about a couple.
No, we did receive questions for our first episode, all from family and friends, but they are really good questions, so we're going to answer them. First question is from my handsome boyfriend, Joe.
I just want to
make sure everyone knows how handsome he is.
Very handsome.
Do you remember the first time you experience something you cannot explain?
The first time. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I remember like the very first. I mean, one of the weirdest, and I kind of touched on this earlier saying that my house may or may not have been haunted. There were many times where I remember vividly talking to someone in my room. My bedroom growing up had two twin beds in it, because at one point me and my sister shared a room and then she got her own, but the other twin bed just stayed in my room. And then anytime I had sleepovers, my friend would sleep there, but there was usually a vacant bed next to me. And I have memories, or so I think, where I was talking to someone on that bed, like a friend. I don't know if it was just in my imagination, a dream, or if there truly was someone there. But I have memories of talking to someone on several occasions up in my room while I was playing there. And then flash forward to when we moved out when I was about 11 and we switched houses. The woman that moved in after us moved out after only a couple of months. And we were like, what the heck? Like, we lived in that house for years. What's her problem? And our realtor, who was also her realtor, told us she moved out because she was freaked out by the little girl who was talking to her upstairs. And those were her exact words. And my parents, I love them to death, but I don't think they super buy into the paranormal world. And they were just like, this woman's nuts. Like, I can't believe she thought a little girl was living upstairs. Like, what is she talking about? But me and I think my sister were both kind of like, whoa. Like,
that's
was
real
I talking
weird.
To someone up there? Yeah. Like, which is why I say maybe I had a really creative imagination growing up, or maybe I truly
or
was
maybe I really did
hanging
have a
out
friend.
With a ghost friend. Yeah. So that was kind of my first brush with something where I'm like, it could have been a dream. It totally could have. This woman could have been on some drugs. We don't know. But it could have been a little ghost girl, you know?
I think mine was the earliest one I can remember. It's actually one of my earliest memories. Because I don't actually have a really great memory. Like, Joe, for example, knows, like, the birthday and phone number of every friend he had past the age of 6.
And
they're like middle names. It's insane. I don't remember shit. Like, if we weren't friends in 9th grade, who are you? But I think one of my very first memories, and it was also so strange, was right after my Aunt Donna passed away. And she passed away when I believe I was 3. And this had to have been, I had to have been 4 or 5. So basically, we were traveling somewhere. We had to have been, because I had been taken from my bed and just like put in the car. Because anytime we like took a vacation, we would drive and my dad would wake us up or get us in the car. We would start driving at like 3 or 4 in the morning. Because my dad wanted to like beat every human that could possibly be traveling anywhere.
Yeah,
he's
we always
a maniac.
Did that.
Okay, cool. So
it was very normal. It was a dad Illinois thing. To Florida. Okay. Let's leave bright and early. Get there at 10 p.m. We made the whole day.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it was something like that, because I'd been taken from my bed and like laid in the back seat to continue sleeping. Mm-hmm. And as I was laying there sleeping, I had opened my eyes and my Aunt Donna, her face was right in front of me. But it was just her head. And then she kind of faded away after her shoulders. But she was just laying there with me. And she was talking, but no sound was coming out. I could see her lips moving. It seemed like she was talking to me. And I was it was very peaceful. I wasn't scared. But I remember being like, she's dead. And I don't understand why she's in the how she's in the car with us right now. And then she just sat there and talked to me. But again, I couldn't hear. No sound was coming out. Until I fell asleep. And I just remember being like, okay, something weird just happened.
Right. Do you think there's a chance you were asleep, or do you think like I was 100% awake?
There could have been a chance that I was asleep, but it was just, it was felt so real. I mean, she was just there in front of me. And I mean, it could have been a dream, but I can still remember the way that I felt laying in the car. You know, when you're like laying in a car and it's driving and you're like feeling the bumps in the road and like, Mom and Dad are being really quiet, so it's like the most peaceful thing in the world. I could, my parents did that all the time. Like, if I wouldn't sleep, they would put me in my car seat and we'd go for a drive and they'd put me asleep.
It's so soothing.
I think I could still do that.
100%.
Like, if I was at home and I was like, I can't sleep, I think my dad could, like, drive me around the block a couple times and I would pass out. But I remember feeling, like, being in the car and feeling the, like, I could have been asleep.
Yeah,
but it was definitely the first time that I was like, what just happened?
Right. How old were you?
I had to be 4 or 5.
Okay.
She passed away when I was 3, and I don't think I have memories from when I was 3.
Right. I feel like you start to remember things around 4 or 5. I mean, some people are crazy, and they're like, I remember being 2. I'm like, you're lying. But
every time someone says that, I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't know.
If Joe said, like, oh, I have a memory from when I was 2, I'd probably be like, yeah, probably. You're insane.
He does rattle off stories from his past so easily.
Yeah, and like, for me, one time when I was 6 and I was playing hockey in the backyard, and this my friend rolled up. His name was Johnson Johansson, and he lived at 1929 Oak Bark Street.
Like, yep.
And he had a green hockey puck. It's like, what happened? I don't remember because I was too worried about the specifics.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Next question is, this one comes from my friend Angela.
Hey Angela,
thanks for asking. How has believing in the paranormal affected your personal relationships, if at all? For me, it has never really affected a relationship that I was already in. Like, it's not like I was, like, dating someone and then, like, a year later they were like, I can't take this paranormal stuff. But it definitely affects, like, new relationships, like meeting people. Like, especially there's been times where I've been, I don't know, at a party or hanging out with someone new and, like, paranormal stuff comes up, whatever it may be, whether it's, like, aliens or ghosts or ectoplasm, like, whatever it is, something strange comes up and they're immediately like, I don't believe that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you don't believe that stuff, that's fine. But especially if I tell a story, like if I'm like, oh, this one time this happened, like if I told a story about my Aunt Donna and someone was like, you were just asleep, it's like, I truly don't think I was. You're right, I might have been just asleep.
Yeah.
That's a totally valid like explanation, but I really don't think that I was asleep. But when they're just like, no, that didn't happen, or like, I don't believe you, it's a huge turnoff.
It's the shutdown that you're like, okay, well, you're not really giving me a chance or having an open mind. But
well, the thing is, if you're a non-believer, there's no convincing you. And I would never try to convince you. I'm never going to try and convince someone that ghosts are real, because I don't know if they're real. I've had a lot of experiences that are weird and unexplainable, but I'm not sitting here being like, nope, it's a ghost.
Totally.
But if you're one of those people that's like, I don't believe in that, that's not real, yeah, it affects, it definitely would stop me from like calling them to hang out.
Sure. I think it affects the relationship.
Yeah.
You're not going to get as close to them as you would have if they were willing to be open and hear you out.
It may be the same if you're like, if you're deeply religious and you met someone who's like, I don't believe in religion and I think it's stupid. It's like,
okay.
As much as I like you, like, I feel like this
kind
is going to become,
my being.
I feel like this is going to become a problem.
Sure.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not be friends.
Yeah. Which, speaking of religion, that kind of plays into how I would answer this question, because I run in a circle that has a lot of Christians in it. I made a lot of the friends that I have and met my husband at a church in Los Angeles, which I don't attend anymore, but I'm very thankful for it because I met a lot of great people there. But the conversation that I kept running into was anytime I wanted to talk about ghosts or the paranormal or true crime and murder, which I thought would be a little more of an open road. It's like, it happens. Like, you know, for sure it happens.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I would get completely shut down or just like questioned, or I don't know, people would talk to me in kind of a condescending way. That was the response I got a lot of, just like, oh, well, you know, I kind of associate those feelings towards, you know, demons and Satan. So if you're going to be talking about that, like, kind of sounds like
you. I'm going to need my rosary.
Yeah, like, kind of sounds like you're leaning towards, like, Satan worshiping. And I just, no one would ever call me a Satan worshiper, but they would tiptoe around it and dance around it. And I've told that story that I just told you about how there may have been a little ghost up in my room. I've told that story to so many people at that church, and the people who are still my friends today were the people who were open to hearing it and were like, yeah, that could have been real. And I'm like, oh, I love you. And those are the people that I held on to. But I had so many people just look me in the eye and be like, well, I mean, you think you saw what you saw, and like, I guess that's cool, but I really don't believe that. And I was like, okay,
cool.
I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life.
Well, I think a lot of people too, like really religious people, think that paranormal phenomena somehow like discredits their God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a believer, so like I can't really speak to that, but I can say, like, I don't know. I think it's the same. Those kind of people kind of seem to me like the same kind of people that take whatever the parts of the Bible that they like.
Exactly.
And use that and then disregard whatever else.
Yeah. They forget about the love everyone and keep the peace and are just like, wait, this one verse in the Bible.
Yeah. And also, you know, you read the Bible and it's like, there's things that happen. It's like, that was a ghost.
Right.
Like a ghost visited him.
Right. Don't you see?
Remember that?
Remember the
I've
ghost
read this
that
shit
came?
Before.
Right.
It's not shit. I'm sorry.
No, it's
I'm making
it's
the
fun.
Sign of the cross.
She's talking to the Holy Spirit right now. You guys are missing Father, Son, Holy Spirit. No, and I'm definitely not a majorly religious person. I mean, I believe in God, and I guess I hate the label Christian because there's so many negative things associated to Christian, especially in our world today. People are really being horrible Christians. But, I mean, I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus. I will say that. But I also completely believe in the paranormal, and I don't think, like, one can, like, if one exists, the other cannot. So I'm just, I don't know, I'm kind of...
Yeah, I can see where that would affect some relationships.
Sure. And this may have had some people turn off our podcast just now. And it's like, hey, but we're open to a discussion. And we've even said we'd probably have a podcast. One of our episodes will probably be about religion. And we want to bring on some guests that are on both ends of the spectrum because it's fascinating.
I'm technically an atheist. I'm very spiritual, but I don't necessarily believe in God. So I'm an atheist, you're a believer, so I think it'd be cool if we got, like, one more atheist and
one more believer
to just come on and have a discussion.
Totally.
But no assholes allowed. I will not have an asshole.
Just an open debate. Healthy debate.
Healthy debate. Healthy conversation.
Totally.
We have one more question, and it is from...
Our favorite person. My mom, Jane Myers. Thank you for submitting, mother.
No kidding. It's literally my favorite question because it's so funny. How did your years growing up influence your weirdness, and are your families a factor?
She's
it's
totally
like she
wondering.
Saw it and was like, this is how I'll get the truth.
It's like, wait, why is my daughter so weird? What did I do wrong? Mom, you did nothing wrong. I would say the awesome part about my parents was my mom and dad never talked about murder, never talked about ghosts. Like I said, I'm not even sure if they believe in the paranormal because it was never really talked about. But what my parents did do was always encourage us to believe in whatever we wanted. And that's why I love them so much, and how in a way they do play a factor because they watched their daughter run around like a weirdo in the backyard for hours on end, possibly talking to a ghost, possibly just talking to imaginary friends, watch their daughter, like, not get invited to birthday parties for being such a little weirdo, wanting to watch scary movies, like, all of that. And they totally encouraged me to just be me and embrace whatever I wanted and be that little strange child. And so in that way, I think I was able to pursue this weirdness and pursue being the person I wanted to be because they had such an open, cool household. And we're a family of theater people, and I just have to say theater people are the best. And I know you can agree. Yep. You went to college for that, and it's like, theater people are just the most, like, loving, welcoming, like, be whoever you want to be, and if you're weird, it's even better.
Yeah, so the weirder you are, the more I'm going to like you.
Yeah, so that's how I was raised, and then as I've said multiple times this episode, my sister, of course, was, Julia! Like, at my side. Like, we loved watching Ghost Hunter shows together, like, anything creepy we would watch together. Even though we weren't allowed to watch, like, the scary, scary stuff, we would absolutely find a way.
I just don't even... I don't know if my parents didn't know what I was watching, mm-hmm. and I was being like a sneaky little shit, right. or if they knew and they were just like, she's fine. And I'm fine, I think. I think I turned out okay, but I watched some shit. I cannot believe this stuff. I mean, I was watching, I remember me and my childhood best friend Chelsea watching Nightmare on Elm Street in like fifth grade.
I did too,
there's
very
titties,
young.
Uh-huh. There's sex, there's just horrific gore. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
Right.
I feel like they couldn't have known.
I think, yeah, you were probably doing it behind their back. That's how I did it. I was not allowed to watch anything until I was 13. Like, that PG-13 rule was so
was
real in my house.
Strict.
Yeah, it was like, if I was 12 and a half, they were still like, hell no. But yeah. I'd watch them at friends' houses, or if they'd leave us with the babysitter when I was old enough to stay home alone. I'd find, like, Freddy Krueger movies on TV and watch them, which, granted, the nudity wouldn't be on them, but still, all the blood. And oh, yeah. I remember, like, being pretty freaked out by a couple of the Freddy Krueger movies. My mom would come home and see that I was clearly shaken up, but I couldn't tell her why. I'd be like, oh, I just saw something weird, but I, like, wouldn't go into
weird leaf
it.
In the yard.
There was a weird leaf in the yard.
I mean, yeah, so scary movies. My parents obviously let me watch them, or didn't, I don't know. But then also... this was totally weird. One time, I was at Thanksgiving dinner at my mom's side of the family. This was back in Illinois, but I had lived in LA. I was actually, at the time, I was living in Van Nuys with Robin, mm-hmm. and I had gone home for that Thanksgiving. And at the time, I was dealing with a very interesting situation where I had what I thought was a ghost in my apartment. Mm-hmm. That had also been in the apartment before that.
I remember this.
So that it had followed me from my first apartment in Hollywood to my apartment in Van Nuys. And that kind of bothered me. Because I had lived in places that I thought were haunted before. But this kind of bothered me because it followed me to a new place. So it mm-hmm. wasn't like a, you know, what people would call residual haunting.
Right.
So it was kind of, you know... it was weird, but I began talking about it while we were sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner. It was like me and my mom and all of her sisters, which there's like five, and we're all sitting there, and I begin to talk about it, and I assume that they're going to be like, okay, you're crazy. But they were just like nodding their heads. They were just like listening and nodding. Mm-hmm. And then like when I was done telling them the whole story, they were like, yeah. And I was like, what?
Hello?
And then they all shared their stories. Like, they all started like, oh, in my apartment or in my house now. And like, oh, when we lived here. And, you know, my aunts would be like, my daughter sees ghosts everywhere she goes and blah, blah, blah.
That's
and
nuts.
Basically, my grandma was like, it seems to run in the family. And it was like the coolest shit.
That's
because,
so
like,
cool.
I assumed immediately that they would just be like, well, you're crazy. But they
sure.
all had their own stories.
I love
and
that.
I really think that it's something that, like, experiencing that kind of paranormal stuff is something that you can be born with. Like, some people are just born a little bit more open to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you look at, like, because I feel like my mom is very open to that kind of stuff. She can sense things like that. She can hear the things that I'm hearing. Like, when we lived in our house growing up, some weird stuff happened. There was also a little girl. I had friends who saw her.
I remember
I've seen her. a lot of people heard her. But you could hear her, like, upstairs, for example. Like, if mm-hmm. you're in the living room, you could hear her upstairs. And the four of us, my mom and I and my sister and my father, would be sitting in the living room. And I take after my mom. I look like my mom. We have the same personality. We're, mm-hmm. like, the same person. Mm-hmm. Her and I could hear it and be like, you don't hear that? And my sister, who takes after my father, she looks like my father. She acts like my father. The two of them
never
couldn't
heard
hear
it. That is even crazier.
So like, it was
you guys
very
were just more
strange.
Open to it.
Yeah, we're just sitting there like she's reading a magazine and I'm watching TV and we hear something. We look at each other and we're like, you hear that? And they're sitting there like, you're crazy.
There's no sound.
So yeah. It was like, that was nuts. Gosh. But my mom was also the fucking coolest. She bought me my first Ouija board. Mm-hmm. I think my first, and I don't think I've ever had another Ouija board because they kind of scare me. But
yeah, those
she bought me,
mess me up.
One of those like glow in the dark Toys R Us Ouija boards.
Oh, mom.
And she would also, like when we would play with it in the basement, my mom would stay upstairs and she would whisper in the vents to scare the shit out of us.
Oh my gosh. The That's the kind of mom I want to be. Yeah. I want to just scare the shit out of
It was
kids.
The best.
Hey, there's a ghost behind you. Like just saying the weirdest stuff to them. Thank you for submitting questions, guys.
Yeah, that was awesome. We hope every week that we'll be able to tell you what the next week's episode's going to be about, who the guest is going to be, etc., so that you can ask us questions about whatever it is we're going to be talking about. Or if you have any questions in general, like, I'll archive that shit. I'll put it in whatever episode we can fit it into. But that's going to be all for us this week. We hope to have a new episode, like we said, each week. We're going to post it on our Facebook and Twitter pages, so just give us a follow. Keep It Weird is the group name on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at Keep It Weird Cast. You can email us questions whenever you like to keepitweirder@gmail.com, because Keep It Weird was taken.
Rude.
We're also going to be setting up a Patreon, where you can donate money to us each month if you like, and it will get you perks. And Patreon's just a website for... I mean, it's for anyone who's creating stuff, but a lot of podcasters use it to connect with their fans, get donations from their fans. And the podcast is always going to be free to listen to. We'll never charge for a listen to the podcast, but our Patreon's going to be pretty cool. We're going to set it up so that it's going to have perks that go along with it. Like, for example, $5 a month will get you like a weekly newsletter with each episode where we send you like sources and links and stuff to the things that we talked about. $10 a month will get you the newsletter as well as photos and videos of us recording and visiting different haunted and weird places. And $15 a month will get you the newsletter, the pics and the videos, as well as we're hoping to do a bonus live video every month where we'll be doing anything from drinking a lot of wine and watching a scary movie that you recommend to us, or like participating in a seance. And all the money donated will go to making Keep It Weird a better podcast, whether it be buying better sound and video equipment or travel expenses for when we stay in haunted hotels or the price of the murder tour that we really want to take.
We really want to do the murder tour, but we definitely need help.
And we want to investigate different paranormal hotspots around Los Angeles, and we want to make sure that we can take you with us every step of the way, but we just need your help to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Next week on Keep It Weird, we're going to have a really wonderful, handsome, charming guest who just so happens to be my boyfriend, Joe.
Ooh.
I know. There's going to be some flirting.
Lots of flirting. Can't wait. I'm going to be a third wheel.
Joe is an anthropology minor, and we're going to be having a close encounter.
Ooh. I'm so,
talking
so excited. Yeah, so you know the topic for next week. Submit mm-hmm. questions to the Gmail account.
Ask us some cues.
If you got any cues, let us know. We'd love to include you guys. We want this to be everyone's podcast.
The podcast for the people.
That's right, for the weird people.
For the weird people.
Our weirdos.
Did you think of a sign-off?
A sign-off, eh? How about eat your veggies?
Eat your veggies. And keep it weird.
And
eat
keep
your
it
veggies
weird.
And keep it weird.
We're going to work on that. But
we'll
for today, Eat your veggies and keep it weird. We are weirdos forever.